Joining us on the program right now from Cheesehead TV via the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we welcome in Brian Carey. Good morning, Brian. Have you seen Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
It's been a couple of years, but yes, I have, I guess.
Okay. You guess?
I have. It's just been a couple of years. Don't ask me anything about the movie. I probably won't remember.
All right. Well, I guess
ask him about the seventh-round draft pick of the Green Bay Packers, but not about Phoebe Cates.
Oh,
exactly. That I can tell you all about.
When you look at the draft for the Green Bay Packers coming up, Brian, I mean, everybody looks at them and says, well, they're picking 32nd. They're the Super Bowl champs. They get all these guys coming back off of injured reserve. What's a position group that you think that the Packers should look at heavily, maybe picking up an extra guy at this position or at that position through the three-day event?
I think a position the Packers could use some help at is outside linebacker. I mean, certainly they have Clay Matthews on one side, on the left side, but on the right side last year they kind of had a revolving door. There's been injuries. You know, Brad Jones kind of started the year as a starter. They've had Brady Papinga. They've had Frank Zombo, who started in the Super Bowl. All of them have, you know, played okay from time to time, but none of them have been spectacular. And the outside linebacker position in the 3-4 defense is a position that can, you know, really have a big impact on the game, as you've seen from Clay Matthews and having double-digit sacks each of the past 10 years. And you see what the outside linebackers at Pittsburgh do. I mean, they can have a big impact on the game. And I think it would really benefit the Packers to have somebody opposite Clay Matthews that, you know, can be a premier player as opposed to just a revolving door. So I think, and especially if Clay Matthews were to get hurt, boy, now it would really be, you know, benefit to have some more depth there.
But if you take a look at this Packers team, and they're drafting number 32 for a reason, because they don't have that many holes, and, of course, they won the Super Bowl last year, and they've got a bunch of guys coming back off of injured reserve. There's a thought process among some that, okay, you build with the big uglies from the inside and then move out. They love Gabe Kareemi, from what I understand, but so do the Chicago Bears, who draft a couple of spots ahead of them. Ted Thompson has proven, with a guy that you just mentioned in Clay Matthews, that he is willing to trade up in a draft if there's a player that they really like. Is there an opportunity, is there a chance that Ted might roll the dice and trade out from some of the later rounds to move up in the first?
It's possible. The Packers have 9 draft choices this year total. And as you mentioned, with so many players coming off injured reserve, and obviously this is a very deep and good team to begin with, they don't necessarily need all 9 draft choices. So, you know, the ammunition is there that they could move up. I mean, if they do so, it would be for a player they would have to love. Is Gabe Kareemi that guy? You know, I like him. I think he definitely will go off the board before the Packers draft at number 32. You know, it's a game, you know, how far you want to move up and how much it's going to cost. But certainly it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Talking with Brian Carevoo from Cheesehead TV. Read him online at CheeseheadTV.com. The Cheesehead TV NFL Draft Guide is out with J.J. Watt on the cover, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline here on Sports Radio 1250 WSSB. First-round pick, you have the Packers going with the linebacker Akeem Ayers out of UCLA. What do you like about this guy, 6'3", 254 out of the Pac-10?
I like him a lot. He has the chance to be a very good, very productive player at the next level. He's been a big playmaker from the film that I've watched. He's a guy who can rush the passer. He's been very productive in holding his own against the run. And I've noticed several interceptions and even interceptions returned for touchdowns. So he's the kind of guy that, you know, can seemingly do it all. I like that pick a lot, and it would not surprise me if the Packers go with a player like him if he's still available at number 32, and they don't do anything like move up or move back or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But, Akeem Ayers is definitely a name to keep an eye on for sure next week.
Obviously, you've got your eye squarely on the Packers as far as NFL teams that are drafting, but as far as local players, of course, you've got J.J. Watt on the cover of Cheesehead TV for the NFL Draft Guide, so you're looking at Wisconsin Badgers as well. One of the big questions that has kind of been bandied about since the Rose Bowl is whether or not John Clay is even going to get drafted. If he is, what kind of football player is he going to be? But let's talk about the immediacy first. Is John Clay going to be selected by one of the 32 teams in the NFL, or is he going to have his choice of teams to go to as a free agent?
If John Clay does get drafted, it's going to be late in the draft. He didn't show the desire during his college career to really, you know, boy, I'm going to get in shape and be in tip-top shape and make myself millions of dollars. He just didn't show that, and that kind of, I think, turns teams off. So if he does get drafted, you know, it's going to be, you know, sixth, seventh round, something like that. You know, there's kind of always the argument made, if you don't get drafted, you get to choose where you go. And I suppose that's would be a nice scenario for John Clay to pick the system where he goes and maybe sign with a team where he thinks he has a chance to have the best impact or make the team. So we'll see a week from now.
Talk with Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV, online at cheeseheadtv.com on Sports Radio 1250 WSSP. Packers getting ready for the draft a week from today, selecting at 32. Some people have wondered if there's going to perhaps be a running back selected by the Packers. Do you think with the emergence of James Starks and Ryan Grant coming back that that's a position they might look at?
Certainly they look at all positions. I don't think it's a huge position to need, in my opinion, for the Packers. I like what they have in Ryan Grant, and I like what they have in James Starks. Now, Brandon Jackson is a free agent, and, you know, he kind of there's no guarantee he's going to come back. He might, but there's no guarantee. The Packers could use perhaps a third down back player to fill that type of role if Jackson happens to leave. So there's some running backs, one by the name of Kendall Hunter from Oklahoma State, who would seem to be able to fit that role in the NFL, and others as well. I really like this year's draft class of running backs from a depth standpoint. I think you can find a good running back in the later rounds this year.
Is there a first-year starter that the Packers could possibly get anywhere in this draft, whether it's an outside linebacker, offensive line, or anywhere else?
I think if you're going to find a starter as a rookie, the places where they could do it would be outside linebacker or perhaps somewhere on the offensive line. Darren College is a free agent, and there's no guarantee he's going to come back to the Packers. So, you know, that kind of opens a spot at left guard, and you know, maybe they move players around. Brian Bulaga can move around the offensive line somewhere. So offensive line and outside linebacker would be the places where you could find a starter in this draft, perhaps.
Brian, go back to that outside linebacker opposite Clay Matthews spot for me for just a quick second. How much faith do they have that Brad Jones can come back and be the player he was in the second half of 2009? And according to that also, is Brandon Chiller an option as that outside linebacker for the Packers?
I don't think Brandon Chiller is an option. They tried that with him last year during training camp, during the preseason, and the results were just unspectacular. You know, Brandon Chiller could perhaps play there in a pinch if there's injuries or something like that. Now, Brad Jones, he just hasn't proven to be healthy. And like I said before, he's played, he's done okay, but it's a position that could be upgraded for the Packers. If they could get like an Akeem Ayers, he has a chance to be a very good player. I'm not sure Jones is going to be anything more than just okay. He can do the job. He's worthy of a spot on the roster probably, but is he going to be a Pro Bowler? That I'm not sure of.
Brian, we appreciate the time so much. Appreciate the insights. Check them out at cheeseheadtv.com, and we'll look forward to the draft next week.
Thanks, guys, and you can go back to Ridgemont talking about Ridgemont High, I guess. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian. There,
Brian Caribou from Cheesehead TV joining us via the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.